The board voted to continue the proposal process in a meeting held yesterday in Santa Rosa's Veterans Memorial Building, citing a lack of information regarding potential impacts of the parking fee. Here's Commission Chairman Steve Kinsey.
At this point, we need creative thinking. We need perhaps adaptive approaches.
This decision comes after 4 years of back and forth between California State Parks, the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, the California Coastal Commission, and local beach access activists. The state park's current proposal would charge up to $8 a day to visitors at 8 Sonoma Coast parks, including the highly popular Bodega Head area, Goat Rock beaches, Shell Beach, and Stump Beach. According to the proposal, money generated from the fees would go towards offsetting costs of facility maintenance and resource protections in all state parks. This is State Parks Director Lisa Mangut.
Everything that we can do to behave more like an ecosystem of parks and meet the needs of the visitors across California, I think that that's a really good thing.
The park system is under a state mandate to develop sustainable funding strategies, which the parking fee would fall under. But in a report issued earlier this month, Coastal Commission staff said the plan violates the California Coastal Act, which protects public access to the state's shoreline. Staff said increasing costs would restrict access to low-income parkgoers. Sonoma County Supervisor Efron Carrillo is a strong opponent of the fee.
We have many more children and families living in poverty today. Restricting their ability to go to the beach with their families will make a real dent on our future environmental community and in its protections. The County of Sonoma strongly believes that coastal access should be for everyone, not just those that are able or forced to pay.
Hundreds of people against the fee trickled into the auditorium throughout the day, waving signs reading "Save Our Sonoma Coast" and "Uphold the Coastal Act." Dennis Rosati with Sonoma County Conservation Action was one of them.
We feel that the premise of adding these fees is essentially a hidden tax on the public that should be dealt with in Sacramento through the budget process, not by treating the public as their ATM as they block access to the beach.
State parks did estimate a 25% decrease in park usage in the first years after beginning parking fees, with attendance recovering after the second year. Sonoma Coast State Park sees close to 3 million visitors annually. In a move to bypass the fees, Sonoma County Regional Parks Director Carol Hart proposed to take over management of Bodega Head. Hart says she's relieved with the outcome of the meeting.
I was very concerned that the commission would decide to impose the fees, and I think that would have been really heartbreaking considering how strongly the public feels about this and how really important it is to make sure that we don't restrict access to the coast to only those that can afford it.
The commission asked state parks and other stakeholders to take a more in-depth look at impacts, like visitor displacement and traffic issues, and to address possibilities of increased public transportation to the parks and easier access to low-income park passes. State Parks will report back to the Coastal Commission in June. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.